Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We're about to quote the Machlokas relating to an Am Haaretz, but before that, just one Haaretz that I didn't get to make yesterday, just a continuation. We spoke yesterday that the Gemara says it can't be that a person would be able to make a Shliach if they're not the Bailim on what's going on, that a Mekabel Matana can't make a Shliach, because he's not in charge of whether he gets the Matana or not. And as we saw, a person could decide not to give a Matana, he want to give one, he could say he's going to give one, but he didn't commit himself. It's not Hodas Baldin that he owes him. It's not a Chiyav. He said he's going to give him Matana, and if he really thinks he's going to give him Matana at that moment, it's not a violation of Hin Tzedek. If he says he's going to give him Matana, and at that moment he doesn't have any intention to give it, so then that's a lie. That's a violation of Hin Tzedek. But if he thinks he's going to give it, so then there's no problem. So the Gemara creates the foundation and tells us that it can be, and we're asked it as a rhetorical question, are the most shliach the kapal davar shein shelo? So we mentioned that basis of that sounds like the Tosfos in Ksubas and Daf Ayin Daled, where Tosfos says that the halacha of tnai and shlichus are linked, but the way Tosfos explains it is that they go together. They're both functions of bailus. Tosfos doesn't use that word. Tosfos says biyado, but that's the way that the Achronim understand that Tosfos. And that is, are you in control of the process so that you can make a shliach and then you can make a tznai? If not, like chalitza, you can't make a shliach, you can't make a tznai, because you're not the bailam on chalitza. A person performs the physical act of chalitza, and then memela, the heter happens, the heter leolam. But it's not that a person is in charge of that chalos. And the one that brings this out in a very detailed way is Rabbi Chanan. Every couple of months, this Rabbi Chanan comes up. This Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris in Simen Ayin Vav. Rabbi Chanan there says, he's bothered by a question about Chalitza, but that's where he says, Hinei b'chala dvarim ha'nasim ha'idei ha'adam. Everything that happens, that people do, all halachic processes, when a status is achieved, yeshnam shnei ofanim. There are two ways, right? He's not talking about actions that do not achieve a status. You put on tzitzis and you put on tzitzis. That's it. This is not what he's talking about. He's talking about actions where a certain status is achieved, says the Rabbi Chanan. Number one, Hecha dechalos hadin na'ase mikoach ha'adam. The chalos is created by the person directly. Kemo b'chol ha'kinyanim u'bekidushin u'begershin. Sheha'adam hu ha'poel as chalos hadin. By Kiddushin and Gerushin, or Kinyan, and the person is the active party. He's Paul the Chalos. Number two, Hecha Shahamaisa Ba'atzma, below Koach Ha'adam, Po'ela says Chalos Adin. Where the action, without the Koach Ha'adam, again, the person does the physical act, but then the act itself brings the Chalos. Po'ela says Chalos Adin. Kemo B'Shchita Demateres, like Shchita, that's Matir. After being in Koach Gavra, yes, so you need the physical act, you need the Koach Gavra, a person to do the act, Mikol Makom, Ha'adam Eino HaMatir. But it's not, the person is not called the Matir of the Shechita. Ela HaShechita Atzma Materes. The Shechita itself is Matir, Im Na'as is Kehilchasa. And says Rabbi Chanan, there are many, seven or eight nafkaminas to this Chakira. At the end, he mentions the two that Tosfos mentioned, Tanai and Shalichos. You can only make a Tanai on category one and not category two. You can make a tznai on kinyanim and kiddushin and gerushin. You can't make a tznai on shchita. It should only be a kosher shchita and work if something. No, that doesn't work. And also a shliach. You can make a shliach on category one, kinyanim, kiddushin and gerushin, but not for category two. You can't make a shliach for that chalos. But there are other nafkaminas that he quotes before that. Nafkamina tuva mishnei ofanim ha'elu. Tibemakam sheha adam hua oser o amatir. Yesh biyadol ha. Oh, he says tonight at the beginning. He says eidim at the end. Yesh biyadol hatol tonai. Shemekadish shemegayish shemochral tonai. Kach v'kach. Right. He says tonai is category one. V'im lav lo yachulu. The chalos adin asa de ritzona. Aval ashochet behema lo yuchal lahatol tonai. V'lomer yiskayim atonai shedivim ani teres. V'im lo yiskayim atonai lo teini teres. Doesn't work. V'labiti de tali yemil. Says that tali on him. Tashchita ba'atzma materes. Now that's number one. Tonai. Number two. Could you be kovei azman? Nafgamina im yuchal likvo azman. Can you delay the chalos? to be kiddushin v'gerushin efshar lekvo azman. Sheyechulu la'achar lamed yom, it's going to be chal after 30 days. Ve'ilu b'shchita, yefshar l'shchoche lomar, shedei abehim aniteres la'achar lamed yom. No, you can't push it off, la'achar lamed yom. V'chein b'kinyanim, yochol la'asos shiur b'kinyano. Could you leave an exclusion in the chalos? Could you say the chalos applies to everyone except for? So, v'mekadish chutz miploni. You have a hekdesh of gerushin and kiddushin that tell me you can't, but fundamentally, conceptually, you'd be able to leave somebody out. Like by kinyanim. V'makam shamaisa atzma oseh, but you can't say a shchita is going to be good for one person and not the other person. What about chazara lachar maisa? What about i'ovid mahani, i'ovid lo mahani? Says, that principle of possibly Yavid lo mahani is only where the person is in charge of the chalos. That's where you might say lo mahani. But again, if it's a shchita, if it's an act, a physical act that you do, chalitza, so then you can't say Yavid lo mahani. It happened. The physical act happened, and that caused the chalos. Al-Karin, lo kasha, whatever, choshoch b'shabes, and that's why he quotes the Tosas. Did we quote this a week or two ago? The Tosas in Maseches Chulin on Daf Yudalet, where the Tosas asks, the Gemara, the Mishnah says there, that if he shecht on Shabbos, the shchita is kshera, asks Tosas, what do you mean? Shchita's mumar is psula. Shchita's mumar is an avela. So why should it work? So Tosfos says, maybe if you only do it once, it doesn't become a mumar. Others say you only become a mumar right after. There are other answers given. But Tosfos says, what about another question that the Achronim ask on that Mishnah? The Torah says, don't shecht on Shabbos. So if you shecht on Shabbos, you should say Yavid lo mahani. So we quoted an answer a week or two ago that said, oh, the Maharit, if by saying lo mahani you're not going to prevent the Avera, then you don't say lo mahani. So you're going to kill anyway, whether the shechit is kosher or not. So it's not going to prevent it, so you don't say it. But the Rabbi Chana says a different answer. This is category two. The oven mahani lo mahani is only a discussion within the category one. Category one. Category two? Nothing to talk about. It happens automatically. Lo kashem yashochit b'shabesh, shechitas v'ksheira. Tekivan shashchita na'asis kehilchasa, alkena behema niteras b'meila. Nothing to talk about. Ain't not the most ever shinu shalo. Right? I pour chicken soup, and I mix chicken soup and milk. Somebody else's chicken soup. Hey, no, the most never shina shalom. I can't aser it. No, that's a mitzias. I physically put milk into his hot chicken soup. That's going to aser it. It's not a halachic legal issue like category one. So this is the discussion in the Kovetz Ha'ara, Simen Ayin Vav. Oz Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. And he discusses it towards the end. Some other related issues about Gadol Omed Al Gabav and... and Pitu Ketana Onesu, that's the, let's just say that one. Let's just say that one. There is the Gemara says in, and the Rishonim discuss it in Ksubis, on Daf Tes, Pitu Ketana Onesu. The seduction of a Ketana is called Ones. And therefore, one would think for all intents and purposes in Halachis, it's Ones, and therefore, it's not called Ratzon, if it's obviously not Chayim Misa, because she's a Ketana, but you would think, for all halachas is ones. The Rambam has a shita where he says in two places, Sota beis dalid, ketana shezinta baratzo ne'esera salbaila. Wow. How could that be? If Peter ketana is ones, so why is she ne'esera salbaila? U'b'chala Torah ein ritzono shalkata nechshal l'ratzon, k'mo b'chala kinyanu, ma'ishna, esra b'chanan. So you might say one answer that's based on a maharik. The Marik also has a much discussed tshuva where the Marik says the Isra Labayla is tali on Maisa Mered, not even tali on Avera. That tshuva of the Marik is about Omer Mutter. If a woman says, I did not know that it's also to be Mazana. I thought Judaism believed in open marriages. I thought Zenus is okay. She's still Isra Labayla. Why? Because it's called a Maisa Mered by definition. She's Nasera Sabayla. That's the Maharik. So you might say that here too. Even if it's not called an Avera, and it's Peter Tana Onesu, but it's still called the Maisa Merit. Okay, one answer. But Rabbi Chanan says, no, Isra Labayla is totally on category two, the physical act of the Bia, not just category one. Well, the Fianala have the Mavur. To Mamakon to Be'inan, Sheritzono Shalkatan, Yifal Chalos Hadin, Ein Lo Koach Lazeh. Aval Biznus, the Ashes Ish, after Be'inan Ritzona, Hainu Lo Maisa Haznus, Avalolo Ha'Isser. For the Maisa's you need Rasa, but for the Isser, no. Shed Esos Balkarcha. Bazei, no Tali Begablis, Elim Yishla Das Befoel. Bechulis. That's Rabbi Chanan relating to yesterday's discussion. So now let's get back into the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, again, what happens if I see an Amma Aretz? Right, the first half of the Mishnah was about if I left out some space. We're going to get back to that later on in today's daf. Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, if I left some space on a coin, and then I took the coin and moved to a place where the coin had more value or less value. That was the first half of the Mishnah. But now we're up to the second half of the Mishnah. Ha-Miniach, three lines from the bottom, on Mem Aleph and Mabes. Ha-Miniach, Yisar Shal Maiser Sheini. If somebody, there's an Amma Aretz, and I see the Amma Aretz is taking Maiser Sheini and being poded onto money. Wow, the Amma Aretz is doing this. So, says the Mishnah, I have to work backwards. How much produce am I allowed to take from this Amma Aretz? How could I assume that he was mafrish for this produce to be misakin it? So 3 days in the Mishnah. 3 days in the Mishnah. Ochel alav acharasar isar ve'echan mimeya be'isar. First day is, you could eat, if you see him, maiser sheni, one isar, you could eat 11, and it'll end up being 11 and 1/9 Isronos. Because if you work backwards, that's how much, if you do 10% of the Maiser Rishon, and then 10% is the Maiser Sheni, and you work backwards, it works out to be 11 and 1/9 Isronos, must have been the original amount that was matured, and that's what you're allowed to partake in. Again, Acharasar Isar, and then the Echad Mimea, which is 11, Vechad Mimea B'Isar, which is 11 out of 100, and that all equals, as we'll see, 11 and 1/9 isarin. Fine. So it's simple. When you see he took off Maaser Sheni, you could assume he also took off Maaser Rishon, and he did everything properly. Either because you're not choshesh that he went out of order, or once you see he took off Maaser Sheni, you see he's a Naaman person, and therefore you assume he did the Maaser Rishon too. Beishamai Omrim no hakol asara. Beishamai says 10. You see him take Maaser Sheni, which is 1 isar, so that is of 10. So you assume 10 was his starting point. Why? Because this day of Beis Shammai says, you do not assume just because he took off Maaser Sheni that he took off Maaser Rishon. Again, Maaser Rishon is Mutar Lazarim. Trumas Maaser, you got to worry about in there, which is in the Maaser Rishon. But that's what Beis Shammai holds here, that you don't assume he did one, he did the other. Look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Beis Shammai Omer Akol Asara, Ein Kan Ela Yud Misukanim, Mi Maaser Sheni, only 10. Shei Ro Oso Mafrish, Acher l'maiser sheni, v'tzarech echad l'maiser sheni, v'tzarech lachzor v'likros lam shem, maiser rishon. And you should designate, you have to call maiser rishon. Umishum de'iyu palik v'savar, t'hanemon l'sheni, enonemon l'rishon. That's Beishamai Shita here. That is part of a much larger topic, if we could put this together into a couple of sugyas and shas. If you ever have nemonis for A, is it nemonis for B? So usually everybody starts off with a cheskes kashrus. And if I know in a specific area that they don't have ne'emanis, I don't know, shatnez. Somebody doesn't keep shatnez. That doesn't mean he's not going to be trusted for his kashrus and not trusted for other areas. We know there are some, right? Somebody who is a mumar for Shabbos or for Avodah Zarah is a mumar l'chala tzarah kula. Somebody who's chashid for, right, he's not Shomer Shabbos, then he's not trusted in other areas of halacha, not trusted for kashrus. That's why in terms of something being open on Shabbos, that could be a problem. The Gemara in Bamitzia at the beginning talks about whether somebody who is chashid amamona is chashid ashkuasa. If he's chashid to do an avera with money, does that mean he's also chashid ashkuasa? Or do we say shvu is scary for people? People don't want to swear falsely, and therefore even if they steal, they wouldn't want to swear. Okay, different discussions. But anyway, that's this machlokas Tanakam and Beishamai about whether, if you see him doing Maaser Sheni, do you also assume that he did Maaser Rishon? That's the second day. Continue. Beis Hillel Omer. Beis Hillel says, well, there's a chilek. It depends. Bivadai, if it's from Maaser Sheni of Vadai, then Acharasar. Then you could assume like the Tanakama. He did everything, because we could assume this Amma Aretz was following the halacha. Ubidmai Asara. But if it's Dmai, so then he himself will cut some corners. So then you don't assume that Idafka did the Maaser Rishon, and therefore you go like Beis Shammai, which is Asara 10. And then you'd have to take off the Maaser Rishon yourself. Good. Tani Rebbe Chiya, Shnei Isarin Pundion. Rebbe Chiya says, 2 Isronos are in 1 Pundion. How do you get that? You get that from our Mishnah. Right? Amar Rebbe Yossi, Masdi Samarkin. That's exactly the first half of our Mishnah, that you have that measurement. Why? Because what did the Mishnah say? Haminiach Isar v'achal alav chetzio. I have an Isar, and I used up half. I used up half the Isar where I am, meaning I had a half an Isar of Meiser Sheni fruit, and I was mechalal it onto that Isar, so half that Isar is full of Meiser Sheni Kedusha, and the other half is empty. V'halach lo, and then I took that Isar, v'halach lo, makom acher, I went to another place where it's worth double. Farihu yotzi bepundion, and what's called double? Pundion. So you see, two Isars are a pundion. Ochalav od Isar, so now that it's in a place that's worth double, even though originally it would only had half an Isar that was empty. Now it has a whole Isar that's empty because you go by half the coin. So that's what we said yesterday in the first part of the Mishnah. Good. So now we get to the second part of the Mishnah, a little math. So the Mishnah said that if you see the Am Haaretz taking off one Isar of Meiser Sheni, the Tanakhama said you could assume 11 and 1/9. Because echad mimeya beisar, 11 1/9. So the Gemara is bothered. Shmuel is just bothered. Why do you go by ninths? Ninths is an unusual type of fraction, right? How about tenths? Right, that's more common. So why not tenths? Shmuel amar lo matzia tanya. Shmuel says you wouldn't be able to do tenths. Right, tenth is not common. Right, if the Amaretz again made one isar a meiser sheni, then you go backwards. Right, where did that number come from in the Tanakhama? Then you assume that 1.5 was Meiser Rishon, 11 1/9 was the total starting produce. But the Mishnah expressed it as 11 11/100, right? So that's which is 1/9. So why does the Mishnah say that? Why did the Mishnah just pick a whole number? Say the Meiser Rishon was 1 1/10, right? And the original produce was 11 11/10, 11/100, right? Why pick in terms of ninths and not tenths? So the Gemara is going to say because ninths could work out perfectly if you work backwards and the numbers. But if you work tenths, so then it'll be infinitely never be able to be ma'aser exactly the amount. In Yisav, chava asara, if you take off, right, if it was one Isar for the remaining 10, let's say you have 10, but 1 second. If you have one Isar and you start off with 10, but that doesn't work because usually ma'aser sheni is 10% and you're left with 9. So if you have one Isar and there's 10, then you still have to cover Meiser Rishon for that another one Isar that's left. So in Yisav Chavasara, so if what the Amaretz set aside one Isar of Meiser Rishon for the remaining 10, you still need to take off more because one accepts 9, not 10. You'll never be able to complete the coverage totally. Tzorach L'Meisav Chadalameo, you'll have to take off 1/100th. Right, for the one that's left. And once you take that off, in Yisav Chada Lameas, Tzorach Lameisav Chada Elef, you're going to have to take off 1/1000, because there's going to be 1/100 left. In Yisav Chada Elef, Tzorach Lameisav Chada Lasaras Elefim, and it'll keep going. Basically, the Gemara says that the math and the fractions will work out with 1/9, but won't work out with 1/10. And that is why the Mishnah used that Lashon. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, we add in a few words here. The Mahara Folda adds in Tani Bar Kapara, which appears in 4 lines from now, but he puts it to here. The Bar Kapara quoted a Brisa, which had different names for the opinions in our Mishnah. Again, what did our Mishnah have? 3 opinions. Tanakama, right, again, if the Ama Aretz takes off 1, so Tanakama said you could assume that it is 11 1/9. Beis Shammai said 10, and Beis Hillel said it depends if it's Vadei or Demai. So the Gemara here says, same Shitas, but different names. Tani Bar Kapara, we add that in. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Beis Shammai here in the Brisa is like what Beis Hillel said in our Mishnah. Bevadai Achar Asar, Ubedemai Asara. Right, Bevadai, you could assume that he was serious, and 11 here means 11 and a ninth, not exact. Ubedemai Asara, and Demai means 10. And Ubeis Hillel Omrim, switch that gear, saw. Bein b'demai, bein b'vadai, achara sarhein. The Beis Hillel here in the Brisa is like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. Hori Reb Yudin Bar Shalom, kahada detani bar kapara, aliva de Beis Shammai. And Reb Yudin Bar Shalom notes that I think the halacha is bar kapara's Beis Shammai, which is the Mishnah's Beis Hillel. The Mishnah's Beis Hillel. It depends on vadai and demai. That's the chelak. And that's what Rambam paskins, the Rambam in Meiser Sheni in Ches Yudalad says it depends whether it is Demai or Vadim. We just find the Rambam. Here, the Meiser Sheni Ches Yudalad. Hameniach diner shall meiser lios ochal kinegdo maholech. First he quotes about the moving place. Bamidar amur mishal demai. Abba mishal vade loyas alachulan she yishar mimena pachat haraputa. He quotes it a little differently, and the Ravid discusses this Rambam, but where the Rambam relates this Gemara is in that Ches Yudalid. Feel free to look. Good. The Tana that says the Psakias of Yudin Bar Shalom, just one Ha'ara, Shalom as a person's name is interesting. Right? We know Shalom is Shem Hashem. When we greet somebody, right, we learn from Boaz, right, Vayomar Lakotzrim Hashem Yimachem, the end of Maseches Brachas in the Mishnayos. He said to those harvesters, let Hashem be with you, and they answered Yivrach Hashem. That's the makor for Shalom Aleichem, Hashem Yimachem, Yivrach Hashem Aleichem Shalom. Right? You say Shem Hashem. There's an interesting halachis that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. What about saying Shalom Aleichem in a bathroom? Saying Shalom Aleichem in a makom metunaf. So that's one halacha. What about just saying the word Shalom? If say the word Shalom meaning peace, you know, is there Shalom in the world? That's like stam talking. That's stam talking. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Kriyashma that you can't give Shalom Shalom in the inside room of a bathhouse. Right, you can't give Shalom Shalom in the inside bathhouse where everybody is naked. Says the Mishnah Brura. Why? Ki Shalom hu shmo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom is Shem Hashem. Shenemar v'yikra lo Hashem Shalom. V'hu adin sha'asur litin shalom machadayor b'mavos ha'metunafo. It's not just the bathhouse where people are naked, but in places where the hygiene is not becoming for Shem Hashem. To call dino kebayis ha'panimi. The whole din of a makam metunaf is like a bayis hapanimi. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'adam sheshmo shalom. What happens if a person whose name is Shalom, could you call their name in the makom metunaf? Yesh osur mebeis hamercha, it's like rosa b'shmo, ela b'lashon laz. Some say you can call the name of the bathroom. You have to call laz, change the name somehow. V'yesh matirin. And some say, no, it's fine. Kivan sheinim eskamin ela inyan shalom. When you call somebody Shalom, you're just calling their name. You're not thinking about Hashem, right? You're just calling their name. And says the Mishnah Berurah, one can be Mako here, v'cheino again. V'yirei shamayim, yesh to lahachmir. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeshem v'machmir, ya'an ki arbi achronim osrim, because many achronim are asir. And how do you machmir? V'yivla hamem, v'yomar rak shalo, below mem. Right? Say, shalo. Right, don't say the mem. Oh, shalom benun, or say shalom with a nun. That's what you can say. V'gambi geres harashus. Also, you geres harashus. Just writing the name out. Nachon shalom lichtov shalom im vav rak shalem shematzui lizrok ba'ashpos. Because it's going to get thrown out. It's going to get thrown out. I think I mentioned I had a rebbe in ninth grade that never wrote my name. He wrote shin lamed vav with a little mark, with a little smidgen on the top. You wouldn't write shin lamed vav mem. Okay, that's this Rabbi Yudim Arshalom who gave this psak. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Kir Rabbi Eliezer, what is this talking about? This is explaining the Tanakama Shita. So the Tanakama that says that you can rely. If you see this Amma Aretz taken off Meister Shani, you could assume he did the proper order. So the Gemara says, Kir Rabbi Eliezer, like Rabbi Eliezer says in the Tosefta, Rabbi Eliezer, Amar, Haneman al Shani, Ne'eman al Rishon. If somebody is Naaman on Meiser Sheni, you see he's taken off Meiser Sheni, then he's also Naaman on Meiser Rishon. You assume he did that too. That is the Tanakama Shita. And obviously, Beis Shammai argues in the Mishnah and says you cannot rely on that. What about the next line? So the next four lines are brought in because there's a parallel sugya in Meseches Demai, which we discussed. What's the case there? You see an Amma Ares being posed as Meiser Sheni. Fine. And you could whether you could trust him, not trust him, let's see, you could trust him that he took off the Meiser Rishon. But that whole sugya is going like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, right? That if you could trust that he's being poda Meiser Sheni properly and you could take it, he must have made Mafresh Meiser Rishon. That's only the Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara answers, Lav Dafka, in that sugya. This is picking up the second half of that Brisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Divrei HaKol, he really, the Brisa that discusses that an Amma Aretz is Naaman on Pidya Meiser Sheni, you're allowed to trust him, could even be according to the Rabbanan. Amar Reb Yossi Divrei HaKolhi Asu Oso Kitov Sefes HaBikurim. Right, we have this in Demai. They treated it, you're allowed to treat this Meiser Rishon that you got from the Amma Aretz, but you assume that it was Nifta. and it doesn't have any kedusha anymore because he put it onto the money. So what you get from him, you're allowed to assume it's chulin, and you don't even have to take off ma'aser rishon from it because you could. And even the rabbanon would agree that you don't have to take off ma'aser rishon from it. Why? Because they treated it like tosefes bikurim. What's tosefes bikurim? We know bikurim is meikar adin. Bikurim doesn't have a shear. You go down to the first fruits and you mark it and you say harelu bikurim. And that has to be brought. That's aser to Yisrael. It's like truma. It has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, given to the Kohen. You say mikra bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. But there's something called tosefes bikurim. You can add on. You can add on to the bikurim. It doesn't have the full status of bikurim. It doesn't have the status of bikurim midaraisa at all. The Rambam quotes this in Ilchus Bikurim. Somebody wants to add. Hifrish bikurav v'chazar v'hosif aleihen. You made bikurim. You designated it. And then you add it on. Oh, itron. Or you just crowned it, you surrounded it, and the Mefarshim explained, Hosif is the same min, and Itron is other minim, Harea Tosefes could be Kurim. The Tosefes is treated like Bikurim. Treated like Bikurim as long as it's Bikurim from Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam continues based on Mishtayis at the end of Bikurim. So you treat it like Tosefes Bikurim. What does that mean? So it's not really Bikurim, but you treat it like Bikurim in two ways. Ma Tosefes HaBikurim. Ne'acheles Betara. You have to eat Bikurim Betara, and so do these. Upetura midmai. And if it's Dmai, you don't have to worry about any Hafrashus. You don't have to worry about any other Hafrashus. Just like Bikurim is Pater from all other afrashes, so to so seves bikurim. So avzeh also this ma'aser sheni in quotes fruit that you get from the amaretz avzeh nechal mishem sheni upater min harishon. And even the rabbanu would agree to that. So you don't have to say that brisa that says you trust him about the ma'aser rishon is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. It could be even according to the rabbanon as well. And the Gemara just ends off by saying, I don't think so. Also Rabbi Chananya b'shem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chananya thinks that's not true. That price that talks about trusting him about the pigeon, Meister Sheni, that's only Rebbe Eliezer who says if you're ne'eman on the Sheni, you're ne'eman on the Rishon. Bikurim, real Bikurim, we've mentioned has a lot to teach us. It's the only one of the Shivas Haminim that's given before it grows, that's designated before it grows. Right, all others, Truma and Trumas Meiser and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni is after I have everything, then I take a certain percentage and I designate it and I give it and I do whatever I have to do with it. But that's all. But by Bikurim is different. Bikurim is before it grows. That's why one of the reasons, remember that Tosfos in Baba Basra that we like to quote, Baba Basra pay Aleph on Aleph, Tosfos has 2 days there whether Bikurim is really a mitzvah Hatzliya Baretz. The Gemara there has a Havamina that maybe Bikurim is not a mitzvah Tzliya Ba'aretz because it's in the same pasuk as Basar B'chalav. Osavasha Gadi B'chalev Imo. What does that have to do with anything? What does Bikurim have to do with Basar B'chalav? Basar B'chalav is a chobas aguf. What does that have to do with Bikurim? That's Tosfos Iskasha. What is the Havamina here? V'tema. Amai Yisrek Miuta. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude to say that Bikurim is only a mitzvah only in Eretz Yisrael? We know every mitzvah Tzliya Ba'aretz. Satosis has 2 days. Number one, you might have thought, V'yesh b'farshim, mishum, de bikurim iskish, l'basa b'chalav, d'chsev, reishit bikurim, ad-maschal, l'osvashik adi b'chalev imo. So I would have thought, safka d'aydach, she'enog, and apachutz l'aretz. Wow. Because bikurim is in the same pasuk as basa b'chalav, I would have thought that bikurim is even in chutz l'aretz. And number two, Tosfos says, l'arashpa nire, d'lo chashivi, bikurim mitzvah tuliya b'aretz. Wow. Bikurim is not considered a mitzvah tuliya b'aretz. After all, the lo dami the truma ma'aser b'chala, the hasam gufa peiros mechuyavin b'truma, the tevel ninu. If you don't take off truma or ma'aser or chala, it's tevel. If you don't take off bikurim, it's nothing. It doesn't create tevel. We don't do bikurim b'zman hazeh. Doesn't create tevel. So that reflects that it's not about the aretz. Avol bikurim ein chiyuv tali b'peiros ala ba'adam. It's a chovas gavra. De'ein ne'asaron ba'achila. Avol mishlo hivish me'an bikurim. And also what I just said before, mi delo chiyuv truma u'ma'aser achiyis mareach. That's at the end of the processing. Bikri, muchach shachiyiv tali beperus. Lefishlo yigia dain zman chiyuven. Ava bikurim vadei chovas agufninu. Right, because it's right when it starts growing. So you see, it's connected to the person more than the lands. That's why bikurim might not be a mitzvah tzliya ba'aretz. Amazing. Also point out, Rabbi Nachum Zemba pointed out an amazing ha'ara, and that is, if you look in the Mishnayos in Bikurim, which describe the Bikurim parade that you go up and you and all the people who are working on the sides, they give you a shkayach, right? That's the Rambam quotes this. Quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim. I just have the Rambam open, so I'll read it. Beis Yotes. The Rambam says, Ketzan mafrishin bikurim. Yorei adam b'tov sadeu. V'roa te'ena shebichra. Eshkol shebicher. Rimon shebicher. Koshrin gemi v'omer hare'ilu bikurim. So interestingly, why does the Mishnah focus on three out of the seven shivas aminim? Bikurim is by all seven. Why doesn't it say, it says te'ena, eshkol, rimon. Why not Tamar? Right? Why not the others? There are others that, right, chita sa'ora is a little harder, but there's others. So Rabbi Nachum Zema says, these are the three that were brought back by the Meraglim. It's Meduyuk and Parsha Shlach, right? The three types of fruit. Mikra Bikurim is a tikkun for the Meraglim. Because after all, Mikra Bikurim is Hakara Satov for Eretz Yisrael. We go and we say Mikra Bikurim, we say a three-pasuk Jewish history lesson, in short, and we thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. So it's a tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. And that's why Dafka, these three are mentioned and not any others. But this is also the concept of Tosefes Bikurim, Tosefes versus Itur, as I said. The Mefarshim will talk about that when we get to Bikurim, Be'ez Hashem. But the Mefarshim on the Rambam talk about the difference between the two. Again, Bikurim has a lot of symbolism, but we'll have to stop now. We'll continue next time with Mem Gimel as we keep the march going here in the fourth parak of Ma'aser Sheni.